One of the things that we were measuring for was which party is most responsible for the shutdown. And we gave actually three choices: President Obama, Republicans in Congress, or Democrats in Congress. And 56% of the sample said Republicans in Congress bear the most responsibility, followed by President Obama at 16%, Democrats at 5%.
And this was across all party strata in Massachusetts?
That's correct. This was taking into account people who identified with the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or people who said they were independent in terms of their politics. Now, the percentages vary quite a bit. Democrats and independents were more likely to lay the responsibility on Republicans. Republicans, in turn, were much more likely to place the responsibility on President Obama.
What are the implications for this poll for Republicans in Massachusetts as we're getting ready to enter a new election cycle with both a gubernatorial race and a U.S. Senate race?
Plus nine House seats up as well. What we found, in addition to the attribution of responsibility, we asked people, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Republicans are doing in Congress and Democrats are doing in Congress? 80% of adults disapprove of the job Republicans are doing in Congress, including a majority of Republicans in Massachusetts. Whereas it was a split of about 43% approve, 48, 49% disapprove for the Democrats. This is the challenge that faces Republicans running for office in Massachusetts next year. The National Republican Party, Republicans in Congress, are viewed very negatively in Massachusetts. And so, what Republican candidates here have to do is play to their base, and that's only about 11 or 12% of the electorate, but then reach out to independent voters and disaffected Democrats to say, I am not part of this national establishment. I am someone who believes in bipartisanship. And that's a tricky balancing act because Democrats will be only too happy to remind voters of Republican candidates and try to connect them to the Republicans in Congress.
It's a tough balancing act for any Republican, I guess, historically running in Massachusetts.
Yes, it's a tough balancing act, and the brand, I think, is taking more of a hit right now in the shutdown. Now, the perceptions of responsibility, that's a snapshot, and that could be the responsibility and the attributions, that could be something that moves depending on how long the shutdown goes on and how ultimately it's resolved. So it's possible that President Obama could begin to get more of the blame, Democrats could get more of the blame. But as it stands right now, at least through the first week of the shutdown, Republicans are taking the greater hit in terms of responsibility for the shutdown.
And you started this survey right as the shutdown began, correct?
That's correct. Our first evening in the field was on the evening of October 1st. The shutdown had begun at midnight the previous night, and then we continued to poll at various hours of days and evening for 7 consecutive days, October 1 through 7.
I would imagine that the frustration over the shutdown will only mount the longer that it goes on, and it's going to be kind of tricky for the parties, the political parties, to try to finesse their argument with the general public.
I think that's a reasonable claim. In particular, most of us don't avail ourselves of the federal government services every day, thankfully, for better or for worse. But we all, in our day-to-day lives, will have some point where we need something, and it will be routine, and we'll run into some kind of barrier, some kind of reminder that the shutdown is occurring. A simple example: we survey researchers, use census data all of the time. You go to census.gov right now, and there's a message up on the screen: none of the data are available. And that's something we simply take for granted. And that's a very minor inconvenience when you stack that up against people who may be trying to get government benefits, or children who are in Head Start, or parents of children who are they're trying to get them into clinical trials at the National Institutes of Health. The more people run into these barriers, the more the frustration will grow.
It was the stalemate over Obamacare that led to this standoff and the shutdown of the federal government. Did you do any polling about how people feel about Obamacare, also properly known as the Affordable Care Act?
We did, and we were very careful in our phrasing of the question. We repeated a question that we had asked in April 2010, shortly after the president had signed Obamacare into law. But we added to the question this time around the terms Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare tends to promote more positive and more negative views of the law, and people aren't quite sure what the Affordable Care Act is necessarily. So we included those terms in there to make sure everybody knew what we were asking about. And what we found was that among Massachusetts adults, more than 60% support the law at this point, and that's up significantly from 3.5 years ago when the bill was signed into law, and Massachusetts was almost evenly divided in support or opposition to the bill.